Hello, friends. This is Stan Cox, the charitable curmudgeon, and I have been for the past several weeks coming to you with some of my pet peeves. You know, it's interesting when you talk about pet peeves. Some are actually pretty unimportant. For example, when my wife tells me, "Where do you want to go to eat?" Well, that's a pet peeve of mine because I absolutely don't care. We could go to Joti Garcia's, we could go to Poncho's, we could go to Taco Bell for all I care. Doesn't matter to me, and she knows that. She's the one that has the preferences to eating, so whenever she asks, I guess she thinks she's being polite to ask occasionally, but that just is a pet peeve of mine. But some things that are pet peeves, almost everybody would agree, are important things. One that I just thought about was littering. You know, it's not saying that people don't litter. In fact, a lot of people do. I have a park that I walk at every once in a while, and it's got a half-mile walking track, and every time I go, there's litter on the ground. And so people do it, but I don't know of anyone who actually defends it. Most everybody will agree that you ought not to litter. And so that would be a pet peeve if you see it. Well, everybody's kind of got a pet peeve like that. Nobody likes to see a place trashed out. But then some pet peeves are so pervasive, the action is so pervasive, that if you object, you're the one that's considered peculiar or maybe even unreasonable. I want to talk to you about one of those pet peeves of mine today, and that is the use of profanity, of cussing. It's become so pervasive in our society that as a result of it, if you don't cuss or you have the temerity to actually object to someone who does cuss in your presence, then you're the one that is considered to be unreasonable or at least rather peculiar. And that's not always been the case. It used to be that the uncultured of our society are about the only ones that would use profanity, but that's just not the case anymore. Now, you know, young people, teenage boys especially, used to always use that. It was kind of a way of sticking out of the shock value, and that's kind of understandable as they're seeking to find their place and to rebel a little bit. But whenever it was caught, whenever a young person cussed, for example, in school, and they were caught doing that, well, they got in trouble for it. My son, Josh, is a teacher at a local high school, and this year, for the first time, he was given instructions that unless one of the kids, because profanity becomes so pervasive in their school, that unless one of the kids was actually cussing him out, that is, directly rebelling against him, that he needed to allow the profanity that was being used to go unreported. That's just an amazing thing to me that it's gotten that far. It used to be that you would never hear a woman cuss, but profanity is used by women often in our day and time. I preached a lesson on this a while back, and I mentioned that I've heard women recently who are cussing like a sailor. And one of the older members of our congregation, he's in his 90s now, and he was in the Navy in World War II. Well, he came up to me after the service, and he objected to it. He said, "That you ought not say that," he said, "because I was a sailor, and I didn't hear any kind of language like that, like some of the language that you hear these days." But it's gotten to the point now to where if on the news, in political debates, on the internet especially, which I think is an indication of lack of standards, when you read articles that in the past would have been very careful to avoid that kind of language, then that language is utilized. You hear politicians now that kind of like adolescents, in order to have the shock value of the line or to perhaps bring applause, they use some very strong profanity, and they're unapologetic in doing it. And it does remind me of that, because you think about it, whenever a politician will use a bad word to describe an opponent or express anger and cuss when he does it, then everybody just kind of reacts like a sharp intake of breath and then a round of applause. It's kind of like teenagers when, or maybe even preteens, kids, when they say among the company of their friends some bad word, there's those sharp intakes of breath and giggling because they're getting away with something. And then when you see grown-ups, adults, people who are supposed to be the leaders of our nation doing that kind of thing, it's something that is a little bit disheartening to me. You know, there's a study that was a survey that was taken just a couple of years ago. I remember reading about it, where they were examining that idea that the less educated are the ones that use profanity. And they found actually that the correlation that was present. And remember, correlation is not the same as causation, but the correlation was is that the more educated were more likely to use profanity. And now I want to emphasize that correlation doesn't mean causation. In other words, cussing doesn't mean you're smart, or cussing doesn't mean that you are smarter than someone who doesn't cuss. It's just an indication that as our society has become more secularized, that the taboo about using profanity has basically gone away. And only religious people, and not all religious people, but only some religious people now still have a problem with cussing, with taking the Lord's name in vain, using scatological terms and things like that. But it still does offend many people. I just thought if I were, as a preacher, you know that I'm a preacher, if I were to come up to a stranger, someone I've never met before, and in the midst of the conversation began to preach at them and tell them that they're lost and I want to save their soul, and so there's a message that I want to share with them, chances are they're going to be offended by that. I'm presuming, and I don't know them, and how dare I try to impose my views on them? But you know, that's exactly what individuals do when they come up to me, not knowing anything about me, and as a part of our conversation. It may be that they are a worker, that a service person that's coming to do something at my house. It may be that they're individuals that I'm playing golf with because I'm part of a twosome and they pair us with another twosome. It doesn't matter what it is. They just start cussing as if we're going to be okay with it. Using the Lord's name in vain offends me. It is something that upsets me, and I am offended by it. And I just wish people would think about that. If you're cussing among people that you know well and they cuss too, that's fine. But in public and to people that you don't even know, to use that kind of language is offensive. You know, I have moral reasons personally, and many of my friends do as well. There's a scripture in Colossians that tells us that we're to put off filthy language out of our mouth. That would be inclusive of profanity, using the Lord's name in vain, sexual innuendo, off-color jokes, those kinds of things. But I wish that in our society that civility and politeness would be the rule, and it simply is not anymore. Is there anything wrong with being nice to each other, being polite and being careful about what you say? It's something to think about.